This is Troy from Sundance Books and Music here with another very fine batch of great music to tell you about today. First up, it's a band called Old Salt Union. They've had several EPs and records that had very limited distribution, but this is their first one for Compass Records, so hopefully this will help them get a little bit wider exposure. What this is, kind of a sort of a newgrass sort of a thing. Bluegrass with that splash of nice, fresh newness that bands like Yonder Mountain String Band and Old Crow Medicine Show have invested in the genre. And they've opened up for some notable bluegrass folks. Leftover Salmon, Reverend Horton Heat, Yonder Mountain String Band, Sam Bush, Del McCoury. A lot of the heavyweights, not necessarily bluegrass, but you can tell just by that list of artists that they do a lot of the festival circuit. And their new self-titled record, very, very nice indeed. And comes with a nice, nice cover version of the Paul Simon classic, You Can Call Me Al, amongst all the other original tunes. So nice music from the self-titled album by Old Salt Union. Also new in the store, new music from the hardworking Americans, a live album called We're All In This Together. That's a sentiment I think we can all get behind. Todd Snyder and his virtual supergroup doing sort of the jam band thing. If you've never heard this, you know, kind of a different animal to the stuff that Todd usually does on his own. He's got folks from Widespread Panic and Chris Robinson's Brotherhood and all kinds of talented musicians helping him out on this and doing it live style. We're All In This Together by the hardworking Americans. And then we also have new blues in the store. It's Kenny Wayne Shepherd with Lay It On Down. Kenny Wayne took the blues world by storm a couple of decades ago when he was at the tender age of 15 or 16 and put out his very first record and astonished people with his six-string skills. And this record, not a lot as far as, you know, development, but man, when you're a good player like him, you don't really need to reinvent the wheel every time that you put a record out. And this is just great, solid guitar playing, blues style from Kenny Wayne Shepherd and band with Lay It On Down. And then we also have new at Sundance Books and Music, new music from one of the great songwriters of all time. Randy Newman's got a new record called Dark Matter. He's one of the most clever and literate lyricists that has ever come down the pike. And I guess you could say that one of the things that's positive about the crazy messed up world we live in is it gives a lot of things for songwriters to write about, and Randy tackles these issues with his typical aplomb. Randy Newman, Dark Matter. Maybe you were lucky enough to catch him at Art Town this past July at Bartley Ranch. And then we're going to round things up with a pair of reissues by The Cars. Albums number 2 and 3 by them, Candy O and Panorama, have been reissued with loads of alternate takes, B-sides, and then flat-out previously unreleased tunes. So it's still summertime, and it's still great weather to ride around with your windows down, or if you have a convertible with your top down, and put on some great radio rock by The Cars with a pair of classics by them in Candy O and Panorama. And then there's a couple of real cool picture discs that we have that are sort of advanced teasers of forthcoming things. The Smiths, one of England's great bands of the 80s, have a box set coming out for their Queen Is Dead album, and they have released a little 45 picture disc to tease us, and collectors, of course, will gush over the Queen Is Dead 45. And then the late, great Greg Allman, who passed away earlier this year, has his forthcoming final album, and they have released a 10-inch picture disc that's got some really cool live songs on it featuring both Jackson Brown and Taj Mahal. So all you Allman Brothers fans might want to come down and sniff this one out. For all these great tunes and a whole lot more, come on down and check out our store. It's located right on the corner of California and Sierra. For Sundance Books and Music, this has been Troy. Thank you for tuning in.